There are now 5 Republicans in the race to replace Senator Cole. And at this point, Tammy Baldwin is running unopposed among Democrats. Not fighting a bruising primary battle saves money. Experts say it also allows a candidate the freedom of not having to sway too far right or left of where they are politically comfortable. Voters in a general election tend to be, by definition, more centrist. But there is a downside for Baldwin. Charles Franklin, a visiting professor of political science at Marquette University, says primaries can be helpful in a statewide election.
She's well known in the 2nd Congressional District that she's represented for a good while. But statewide, she still needs some introduction. And without an opponent in a primary, there's a little less attention focused on the candidate without a primary.
Franklin points to the last governor's race as an example. He says the Republican primary helped Scott Walker and Mark Newman introduce themselves to the state, while Tom Barrett remained in the background in the months leading up to the primary. But Phil Walczak, a senior advisor for Tammy Baldwin's campaign, says he's not worried.
She's going to continue to talk to voters at community forums, talk to voters on Main Street walking tours, visiting with job creators and employers, visiting with workers, meeting volunteers and activists across the state. That has happened and will continue to happen even without a serious primary opponent.
This year's election calendar could also help Baldwin. Franklin says both nominees will have an extra month to campaign for the general election. The primary was moved from September to August. Noah Ovshinsky, Wisconsin Public Radio.